Future Projections, 2017 to 2022. In 2017, West Virginia's workforce increased by approximately 7,000 jobs. Whether this upward movement will continue through 2022 depends on several factors, including trends in demographics and increased access to technology. Demographics. West Virginia's population saw some small growth in 2017 and is projected to continue that growth. The state's population will, however, continue to become more concentrated in the 65 and older group as current residents reach those ages. Eventually, 1 in 4 West Virginia residents will be 65 or older. Deaths will also continue to exceed births in most counties, although the birth rate is predicted to increase slightly. The overall population of the state will show pockets of greater growth, especially in the eastern panhandle and north central regions, as migrants from within the state and nation will move there as more jobs become available. Industrial growth. As the state's demographics will change somewhat between 2017 and 2022, so will the state's leading industries, most of which were experiencing difficulties during 2012 to 2016. Research indicates the slow growth in 2017 is forecasted to continue through 2022. Natural resources and mining. The natural resources and mining sector should see jobs increase annually by 2.8% over the 5-year period. Natural resources have historically been in the forefront of West Virginia's economy. As you read in Chapter 3, the state's early industries came from the ground: salt, coal, natural gas, oil, sand, and wood. The industries that developed long ago still provide jobs and revenue in the state, and natural resources are projected to play a major role in West Virginia's economic future. The importance of coal in the future is uncertain. This is partly because many European countries are moving away from using coal as fuel. If China and India move away from using coal to fuel their production of steel and electricity, the demand for West Virginia coal will decline substantially. However, the state's rich deposits of natural gas may become the fuel China and India want in the future. The increasing demand for natural gas would then compensate for the lack of demand for coal. Research calls for strong job growth in the use of natural gas. It is expected that jobs in that industry will increase at a rate of about 10% per year through 2022. Although there may not be a lot of gain in the price of natural gas, more workers will be hired to explore and develop new gas wells. As pipeline infrastructure expands, it is likely that new gas-fired power plants will be built. Not everyone is supportive of the natural gas expansion in West Virginia. Environmentalists question the construction of a section of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline through the Seneca State Forest. The pipeline, which will be about 4 miles long, follows the Allegheny Trail for a short distance, causing the trail to be rerouted. Some say the new section of the trail will be better for hikers, but others worry about what it might do to wildlife inhabitants. Additionally, the need to construct roads to construction sites in more remote areas of the forest might harm the environment. Manufacturing. Manufacturing will continue a slow recovery, but manufacturing linked to the housing market, including furniture, finished wood products, and certain plastics, will enjoy a more stable growth through 2022. The manufacture of machinery and fabricated metals tied to the state's energy sector will also see great gains. While the manufacture of machinery is expected to register the fastest rate of growth, the state's chemical industry will account for the greatest overall growth. Construction is expected to slowly recover through 2022 from an average performance during the last several years. The energy industry will drive a large part of this growth because of the numerous pipeline projects in the state. Residential and non-residential development will also be contributors to growth. The Procter & Gamble manufacturing facility in the Eastern Panhandle will continue to be expanded even after its opening in late 2017. A planned $150 million Rock-Sewell plant in Jefferson County, which will manufacture stone wool insulation, is also expected to boost construction payrolls as the facility is to begin construction in 2020. Another boost to the construction sector is West Virginia's infrastructure project, Roads to Progress. West Virginia voters approved a levy that allows revenue from increased taxes and fees up to $1.6 billion associated with the Department of Motor Vehicles to be used in road construction and improvements. Services. Goods producing industries are expected to record the fastest rates of growth through 2022, but several private service industries will account for greater opportunities. Most professional and business services are expected to add more jobs in engineering, legal and consulting positions, healthcare, and health services. The leisure and hospitality industry will also enjoy job gains through 2022. The state will continue to market itself as a regional tourist destination. The importance of technology. Historically, a skilled workforce and a strong work ethic have played a role in the state's economic success. To sustain economic growth, either the birth rate must increase by a large number or productivity within a given workforce needs to keep increasing. The key to increased productivity with little growth in the workforce is technology. Many parts of West Virginia have had limited or no access to technology. 30% of West Virginia does not have access to basic broadband, a high-speed communications network. In rural West Virginia, the percentage is even higher, 48%. In 2017, the state ranked 47th among states with broadband access. West Virginia's lack of broadband has limited educational opportunities. Even when students have access, many students do not have broadband at home and therefore are unable to do homework or access online textbooks and supplemental materials. The use of telemedicine, e-health, makes healthcare more accessible to homebound and or rural residents. Two-way voice and visual communication allows medical professionals to evaluate, diagnose, and treat patients. But without broadband, this service is not available. Today, West Virginia has around 115,000 new, smaller workplaces that had their beginning in a vision of an entrepreneur, a person who organizes, manages, and takes on the risks of a business. Those workplaces employ about 280,000 workers. Technology makes it possible for small businesses to communicate with the rest of the world via the internet. Entrepreneurs can even produce a small product or offer a service and sell it in a foreign country from their homes. Access to broadband would enable even more entrepreneurs to establish their own businesses. This, in turn, would help grow West Virginia's economy. In 1974, the federal government began a Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, program that mostly focused on housing needs. However, grants can be awarded to states and local communities for other needed projects. In 2017, West Virginia received a grant of $1.5 million to expand and or update broadband. From those funds, grants for local needs provide $30,000 to counties or community development groups for planning and up to $300,000 to implement a plan. To address West Virginia's lack of broadband, funds can be used to lay fiber optic cable, expand wireless connectivity, and support connectivity needs. 27 counties applied for the first round of grant awards, and 12 received funding in mid-2017. Technology, the driving force now and in the future, is constantly changing. It is important that West Virginians stay abreast of those changes and be prepared to use whatever new innovations come along. Technology will result in lost jobs from time to time. Technology has taken jobs from bank tellers, travel agents, librarians, and sales representatives, to name a few. E-commerce has taken business away from traditional brick-and-mortar stores. In the future, 3D printers will revolutionize how products are manufactured. This will change the types of jobs that are needed in an industry and possibly eliminate the need for warehouses. It is important that the state's future workforce be aware of the impact of change and how it affects jobs in the future. Those individuals who do not have proficiency in software programming, computer hardware, networking, or other facets of the IT, information technology sector, will become less important in the future economy. Those workers who are comfortable using technology, who can write code and understand how technology works inside and out, will be in demand. Jobs related to healthcare, many of which will be driven by technology, will also continue to be in demand. Reviewing the section. Reviewing the content. 1. What does the term demographics mean? 2. Name two factors that negatively impact West Virginia's economic growth. 3. Which industry has seen the most growth over the last 5 years? Using the content. 1. Write a slogan to attract more domestic business to West Virginia. 2. Write a letter or send an email to West Virginia's governor suggesting a way to help the state's economy grow. Extending the literacy skill. Look at Figure 4.9 on page 166. Use the information there to answer the following questions. 1. What does the information in Figure 4.9 show? 2. In what area are most of the jobs found? 3. How much growth is projected for nurse practitioners?